We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line is political analyst Alex Castellanos, talking about the president's move in Syria that was announced late Sunday night heading into Monday morning. You know, Alex, when it comes to a move like this, it seems like you just can't win, right? Because so many people for years and years have been clamoring to bring all of the American troops home. And the president wants to pull them out of, a dangerous area. And yet now there's backlash to that, saying that's not a smart decision. Where do you win when it comes to this?
Well, it's hard to win, but it's especially hard when you handle the communications in such a reckless and impulsive way. The president didn't tell anybody about this until he had a phone call with Erdogan, the president of Turkey, and just decided to tweet it out. And it was unnecessary, because we're finding out this morning that Donald Trump is really only moving 50 American troops from one part of Syria to another. We still have 1,000 troops in the region. So Donald Trump is patting himself on the back so hard for something he's actually not doing that he broke his arm, and it's hurt him politically. So he's trying to take credit for the promise that he made to stop these endless wars and stop America from being the world's policeman. But he could have gotten everybody on board with this move, this small move, if he'd have just given people a heads up.
Do you think maybe, Alex, that he was just trying to change the narrative in Washington?
He may have decided that, you know, I always look good on the global stage when I'm dealing with foreign policy, and let's talk big picture as opposed to politics here at home. That may have figured into his thinking, or he may have had good reasons to do this. Look, Turkey has been the dominant power of the Muslim world throughout history. We need Turkey to be that power, not Iran. It's an Islamic democracy, one of the few. It's a growing economy. We have 50 nuclear missiles in Turkey, which worry Russia. And Turkey's a member of NATO, which we're committed to defend. So Donald Trump understands that for the future, to offset Iran, we need a good relationship with Turkey. He's trying to accommodate the president of Turkey. But boy, he sure failed to communicate that to the American people. And instead, he's pitted his own party, the Republicans, against him right when he's facing impeachment hearings.
You mentioned the communication a couple times. Do you think that if this exact same move were to be communicated differently, that the reaction would be different too?
I think so. Donald Trump only gave a small heads up to a few number of people at the top, and everyone else was blindsided, and was blindsided by a story that is actually not accurate. The Israelis are worried. There are allies that the president moved so impetuously. The Kurds, whom we've fought side by side with Americans to defeat ISIS, they're concerned. Republicans here in Congress were blindsided. So yes, if he'd have given people a heads up on what's really happening and saying, look, it is still my long-term intention to stop these endless wars and bring our troops home after decades in the Middle East, he would have had a lot of public support. But this president, as we know, can act impetuously, patting himself on the back especially.
Do you think he's getting good advice?
I think the president often gets good advice, but let's face facts, this president is not a great listener. This president takes his own counsel oftentimes, and he acts quickly and at times rashly. And here's an example of where it gets him into trouble.
Focusing now on impeachment and what exactly comes next. You know, last time we talked with you, you mentioned that Democrats don't want this to linger on and last forever and make it look like they're just kind of dragging this on and on. Yet we haven't really heard anything new in the last week when it comes to this, aside from a second whistleblower. But, you know, what in reality does that even mean?
Well, it's beginning to get more confusing. Now we're hearing testimony from ambassadors, more he said, she said. And now we're hearing Democrats bring in other charges and demand more evidence. And so it's getting more convoluted. And the less clear it is, the less the Democrats focus on their charge that, look, the president tried to bribe the Ukraine to help him politically in exchange for American aid. That's the clearest charge the Democrats have, but they seem to be diluting that. And the Republican strategy is to let it dilute, let this run forever. Rudy Giuliani is taking Democrats to court, so this could well drag into next year.
Alex, Bernie Sanders is recovering from a heart attack at his home in Vermont. Since the heart attack last week, though, how much of a cloud is hanging over his candidacy?
A pretty big cloud. You know, you get in trouble when voters decide, you know, you don't need to be president, not because they disagree with you or dislike you, but because they like you and they're worried about your health. So Democrats now who like Bernie Sanders are going to think twice about voting for him. And those votes are going to go to Elizabeth Warren. Joe Biden is going to be impacted by Bernie Sanders' health situation here, and Elizabeth Warren is going to be helped.
Okay, so Elizabeth Warren kind of is the natural to take some of those Bernie voters. But, I mean, are there going to be questions about her age and Joe Biden's age? Because, I mean, let's face it, they're right around 75, too, a little younger. But, I mean, you know, what's a couple of years here?
If it's just about age, then no. If it's about age and health, yes. So as long as you demonstrate vitality on the campaign trail, and as long as you represent change, people think you're young. You know, I've always said that it's not how young you are, it's how young you think voters are, how young you think America is, how much change you propose. Reagan was young, even though he never was, because he was always on the move and had a smile on his face and proposed leading America into the future. As long as these candidates talk about the future and remain in good health, age won't be an issue.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Castellanos joining us live from Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.